Well, that's kind of weird. Edison just left here about a half hour ago. We lost our power last night. Apparently, the feed line to the house, one of the legs went dead. And, boy, it's been a real pain. The furnaces were out. Half of the house worked, and the other half didn't. And then they sent us a text saying they were supposed to be out today. And then they sent us a text saying after their repair, the phone center's closed, saying, well, maybe they'll be out tomorrow afternoon. And we were hotter. And then all of a sudden, the guy shows up out there. It took him, I don't know, 15 minutes to put a jumper in there. We're back to normal again.
Yeah, that happened to me a week ago. The power went out Friday night at 7 o'clock. It was restored Saturday afternoon at 5, and everything came back on. I'm okay. Didn't lose any food in the fridge. Mostly everything was in the freezer, and I didn't bother opening it. So I was good. But it took out my power supply because I left it plugged in and turned on. Didn't even think about it. Took out the glass fuse in the Astron power supply. Luckily, I had a spare Astron supply in the closet. I pulled them out, swapped them out, and I got to get a glass fuse to put in this one that took the hit. So there is no wire inside that fuse. Someone says, well, get the chewing gum wrapper. And I went, yeah, no. I know that's the ham's quick fix to the cheater. Problem is, I would forget about it, and yeah, I'm going to do it right. But anyway, I'm thinking about changing the fuse on it, maybe turning it, you know, putting a blade fuse in there. That way they're easier to procure.